guys, my name is Tope, and welcome to the Sinister League, guys. For this week's episode, I didn't have a plan at first, but since today is Wednesday, and usually comic books come out, new releases of comic books come out on Wednesday, I guess I'll just talk about that for tonight. But here's the thing, I have not been caught up. I've been way behind. Like, I get a good 2 months. I do know what's been going on mostly in the Marvel Universe. I know that a woman has taken over the mantle of Thor. The Falcon is now the new Captain America. And Iron Man is still a douchebag. He is such a douchebag, guys. But I'm actually excited for the Superiority Man. It looks interesting. Looks like he's gonna, I guess, embrace his douchebaggishness, if that's even a word. But, I'll talk about that once that comes out. But I want to talk about three comic books. The first one is Grayson. Second one is The Savage Hulk. And the third one is Spider-Man 2099. Before we dive into that, let's go into some news. So, the first one I'm talking about is that Guardians of the Galaxy have made $500.5 million worldwide. And I am so proud of this movie. I mean, 2 years ago, when it first got announced that this was happening, a lot of people had doubts, because they had a talking raccoon and a talking tree that had, I guess, one line of dialogue. And people thought, oh, this movie was gonna kill comic book movies. But I had faith. I was thinking, this is something completely new and different. Because the whole thing is that we had so many comic book movies for like the last 5 years. There hasn't been one that took place in space, like the cosmic side of comic books. I mean, Green Lantern tried to do that, but we are. Know what happened. I don't want to talk about that movie. That movie broke my heart. But let's move away from Green Lantern. Let's focus on Guardians. And yeah, I am so proud that this movie did so well. I'm kind of surprised. I mean, I'm still shocked that we have a Guardians of the Galaxy movie. That's crazy. I mean, if someone told me, gets 10 years ago, that there was going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy movie, you know what my reaction would be? You know what I would even say? I would have said, who the fuck are the Guardians of the Galaxy? But yeah, I'm so excited for the sequel. There's so much things they can just storylines they can take, I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping for a War of the Kings storyline, or just something. I'm just ready. I want to see a sequel now. But the thing that I'm really happy about Guardians of the Galaxy new well is that Marvel can do whatever they want now. I mean, we can get a Thunderbolts movie. That would be so sick to see. What else? Black Panther. We get an Ant-Man. We get a Doctor Strange. We're pretty much living the golden age of comic books movies. I mean, it's gonna crash. I mean, there's gonna be a comic book movie that's gonna just destroy everything. But for now, let's just enjoy. And I guess what's the second piece of news? Oh, okay. They're making a sequel to Full House. You guys remember Full House? I mean, yeah. Everywhere you go. There's a part. Okay, I'm not gonna fucking sing that whole shit. I used to watch Full House back when I was younger, back in the 90s. I can't watch that show anymore because every time I try to watch a rerun, it creeps me the fuck out. I don't know why. I guess it's just too happy for me. Like, I feel really uncomfortable watching that. Like, every time it comes on, I have to change the channel, because I can't watch, like, a single second. I can watch the intro, but as soon as the show starts running, I have to change the channel. But yeah, it's been confirmed that there's going to be a sequel to Full House. I guess the whole cast is coming back. I have no idea what the plot's going to be. I'll check it out. I mean, I'm so creeped out by that show. I can't watch any old episodes of it. But, we'll see. Sorry, guys. I'm a little bit ill. But don't worry. I'm not going to get you guys infected. There is no way I can get you guys infected from listening to this. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? But as far as I know, there's no way I can get you guys infected. And, the last piece of news is that, Warner Brothers, who's, in charge of the whole DC movies, they're trying to create their own DC universe. I mean, trying to create a universe. There's been a lot of reports saying that, there is a no-jokes policy. I guess they're trying to keep everything super dark and gritty. Because that's the only way we can make movies if we have to make everything like Batman. And, I don't know, I hope that's not true. Because, here's the thing with, DC. Is it just me, or does it feel like they're kind of ashamed of themselves whenever they make a DC movie, superhero movie? I mean, Superman. I mean, they try to make that more action-packed compared to the last one. I mean, I love the first half of Man of Steel, but the second half, when it was just like 3 hours, it felt like 3 hours of fighting. I was just looking at my watch thinking, can this shit end? Because I'm sick of seeing this. Again, yeah, I guess it just feels like they're like trying really hard not to be like, oh, it's not just a superhero movie, it's a movie. And you don't have to do that. Like, movies can be fun. I mean, look at Guardians of the Galaxy. That was just a full-on comedy. And it, look how much it made. Like, it seems like, it's like DC is like that little kid that like try to convince everyone that they're not reading comic books, they're reading graphic novels. Like, just try to, I guess, they just feel like really ashamed of themselves and try to prove everyone that they're not just superheroes and stuff. Like, it can be, I guess, a real actual film. Which, I think they should just focus on trying to capture the source material the best way that they can. I mean, there's been 10 Marvel movies in for these past years, and DC only made one, which was Man of Steel. And they have to, I guess, pick up pace. But that's also what's killing them with this whole idea of Batman vs. Superman, that Aquaman's in it, Wonder Woman's in it, Cyborg's in it. It's just cramming everyone in just to, I guess, speed up and make that Justice League movie, which it's kind of sad because look what Marvel has done with all the characters they have. I mean, they don't have a Spider-Man, they don't have Fantastic Four, they don't have X-Men. DC has everybody, but they can't fucking make a decent Justice League film. But I don't want to just talk shit about DC. I hope they have some sort of a plan. But we'll see. I'm not looking forward to Batman vs. Superman. Because, again, it feels like it's just, we're trying to make a Justice League movie, but we don't want to call it Justice League. But I'm going to give it a chance. I will give it a chance. And we'll see what happens with that. And I guess that is all the news I have right now. Oh, let's dive into some comic books, guys. And this is probably going to be a short one, because it's only read like 3 since this past week. And let's start with the first one, which was Grayson, which is about Dick Grayson, the first Robin. And just a little background information about him. There was an event that happened in DC with the whole New 52 call, Forever Evil, which had to do with the whole Evil Justice League coming from parallel universe, taking over the world, and now all the villains are, pretty much the villains are in control, and pretty much the only people who can, I don't know, save the day was Batman, Lex Luthor, Bizarro, Black Adam, Captain Cold, Sinestro, and a bunch of other just villains. So it was a pretty cool villain team up. I liked it a lot. But something that happened with Dick was that he got captured by the Evil Justice League team, and they revealed his identity to the whole world. So everyone knew who he was, and since he got rescued, there was no way he can go back to being Nightwing again. So I guess he faked his death, and he is now a secret agent. And that is kind of... was kind of cool. I mean, it's a huge turn. Like, say you want about DC, but at least they're trying to introduce some new, like, twists on storylines, I guess. I mean, I've not been keeping up in the New 52. Like, the only New 52 comics I've been reading are Animal Man, Swamp Thing, All-Star Western, what else? And Aquaman. Those are pretty much the only comics in the New 52 I've been reading. So I decided to give this a chance, and let's see, Grayson was written by Tim Seeley, and I have to say, it was an okay issue. One thing I'm wondering about, since he is not a spy, is that is he going to kill in this series now, since, you know, he's part of the Batman family, and they have that policy of no killing. So I'm wondering how that's gonna play out later on in the series. But pretty much the basic plot was that pretty much he had captured this Russian, this VIP in a way, who has this some type of powers, and the way that they captured him was using trying to hypnotize him. And he deals with this other Russian agent, I guess, was it Black Hawk? Oh, Black Now? Black Knight? I have no idea. He pretty much kind of looked like Batman. I mean, I thought it was Batman for a while. He has that Batman look. What was his name? Midnighter. His name is... I was close. But, again, it was... okay issue. Like, I'm gonna give it a couple more chances. One thing that has me interested in the next issue is that the organization that he's working for, is that do they have some type of other motives that they're not telling him? Because it seems like they'll have records on Batman and Cyborg, and they know their secret identities, so I'm wondering how that's gonna play out. But I have to say, it was a okay issue. Like I said before, it was interesting turn in Nightwing's life. But I'll give it a couple of chances to see where that goes. And what next thing that I read was The Savage Hulk. And Savage Hulk was written by Alan Davis, and I guess it's more like it takes place during the late 60s, early 70s era of comic books, where it deals with the Hulk and the X-Men, and typical, it's just the Hulk being, you know, chased around by the army who wants to capture him, and pretty much, I guess, it deals with a storyline that happened in X-Men, was where Professor X was in a coma, and they used the machine that Bruce Banner made to wake him up. And I guess the leader is trying to use that same... they're trying to, I guess, capture that machine that Bruce Banner made. And they sent Abomination to attack him. But the Abomination first went into the X-Men first. And I actually liked it. I really like the whole classic era comic books. Like, I'm trying to go back to, like, check out, you know, Frank Miller's Daredevil run. Frank Miller's I've been reading Batman Year One, Dark Knight Returns. Do not read The Dark Knight Strikes Back. That's so bad. But yes, it was a fine issue. I'm gonna see how long this lasts. But the thing with this is that I feel like this is gonna last about, I'm gonna say, like 20 issues before it gets canceled. But I will stick with this and see where this goes. I'm not sure why it's called the Savage Hulk. Like, they made that one series called the Savage Wolverine, which I don't want to talk about. Let's save Wolverine for like another episode. But Savage Hulk, that okay issue. Nothing more to say about this. Let's just move on to the last one, which was my favorite out of the three, which was Spider-Man 2099. You guys remember the 2099 series? No? No, I don't even remember that either. I remember the characters' name of the Doctor Doom and Spider-Man, and who else was in that 2099 series? I have no idea, but pretty much there was a storyline that happened in the Superior Spider-Man where a time travel story where Miguel O'Hara time travels back to the past, to which is the present day now, and he is now stuck in that time period, and it's just, I guess, trying to protect his grandfather, who's pretty much started this whole evil organization called Alchemax, and pretty much he's just trying to make sure everything stays the way that everything goes according to plan, so he won't like disappear like in Back to the Future or something like that. But this comic was written by Peter Davis, and I actually really liked this one. It was pretty cool. It kind of has a Terminator plot where the villain is this guy who travels back to the, he's from the future and travels back to, he wants to kill Spider-Man because he's gonna cause some type of like evil like event that's gonna happen later on. And the thing that I like most about this villain is that he knows like the history, like he knows what's gonna happen to everyone. It's, like in the beginning, he pretty much just straight up kills a guy because he's like, oh, this guy is not gonna get married or having a kid, so what's the use of him? And just snaps his neck. And the thing that I really like with Mike, like he's going by Mike now since he's trying to protect his identity, is like he pretty much just straight up say like, oh, I'm from the future. That's blah blah blah. Like pretty much he knows the lottery numbers, so he pretty much used that to get money, which is pretty cool. And just like, oh, how did you win? It's like, I'm from the future, baby. But again, I really enjoyed this. I like the artwork for this. And who did this? I want to say Will Snyley did the artwork for this. And pretty much it deals with him trying to fight this time traveler. It has that Terminator feel, like I said before. And it actually had me interested in like what's going to happen. Because later on in the comics, the villain meets up with Spider-Man and Liz Allen, and he tries to make a deal with him, saying that if he kills Liz Allen, then he doesn't have to kill him anymore. He can just go off, do his own thing. And Spider-Man tricks him, pretty much just, I guess he erased himself from that time period. And it's kind of just wondering, like, what's going to happen? But, I actually really like this. I'm not going to lie, Spider-Man is my favorite villain. I mean, not villain, my favorite superhero. I've been keeping up with Amazing Spider-Man and Ultimate Spider-Man. And definitely check out Ultimate Spider-Man, because that's pretty much been one of like, the few comic books that's been great throughout its whole run. So definitely check that out when you have a chance. But also, yeah, give Spider-Man 2099 a chance, too, because I had a lot of fun watching it, reading it. I like the scene when he meets up with Liz Allen, and he's telling him, like, oh, I'm Spider-Man. I was like, you're not Spider-Man. We have a Spider-Man here, I mean. You don't even make any jokes, and he just makes some jokes like, oh, a priest and a rabbi, and then walk into a bar. And he's like, oh, see, happy now? No, yeah, let me save you. I thought it was pretty cool. I'm really interested in seeing what what's going to happen next. So I'm excited. So definitely check out Spider-Man 2099. How are we doing on time? Wow. Okay. Not bad. I guess that is it for now. I'm hoping these shows be longer. Because I don't want to do like 20. I want to do like a long ass show. But the next next episode I'm going to do is... there's a Saved by the Bell movie coming out. Made for TV movie. That my brother and I are going to watch. And we'll definitely talk about that. I'm pretty sure we're going to be making fun of that. Because it looks pretty shitty. But that will be our next episode. So thank you for listening to us, guys. If you have any questions, email me at thesinisterleague@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter. And thank you, guys. Have a good night.